Picture a wet morning at a little grass strip. The dew is still sitting on the blades, the tires are half sunk into the turf, and you firewall the throttle expecting your airplane to leap forward the way it does off pavement. It doesn't. It plows. The nose wheel digs a little furrow in the soft ground, the airplane feels heavy and reluctant, and every second you sit there rolling is a second that mud, grass, and drag are stealing your acceleration. That right there is the whole reason the soft field takeoff exists, and it is one of the maneuvers examiners love because it tells them everything about whether you actually understand your airplane or you just memorized a checklist. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Today we are going to walk through the soft field takeoff together, step by step. The way I wish somebody had walked me through it when I was a student instead of just saying keep the yoke back and leaving me to figure out the rest. Before we dig in, a quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There is a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they have got you covered. It is a great way to mark the milestones that matter, and let us be honest, this stuff is hard and expensive, so when you earn one of these, you deserve something to put in your hand. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's get into it. Here's the core idea, and if you take nothing else from this segment, take this. A soft field takeoff is not really about getting off the ground, it is about getting the weight of the airplane off the wheels and onto the wings as early as physically possible, and keeping it there until the airplane is truly ready to fly. On pavement, the ground is your friend. It is hard, it is smooth, and the wheels roll almost for free. On soft ground, the surface is the enemy. Grass, mud, sand, snow. Every one of those grabs your tires and holds you back. So the entire technique is built around one goal. Get light on the wheels, then get off the wheels, then stay in ground effect and let speed build before you climb. Let's break it into pieces. It starts before you ever add power. It starts with the taxi. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The soft field technique begins the moment you leave the ramp, not when you line up on the runway. When you're taxiing across soft ground, you hold full aft elevator, yoke in your lap, stick all the way back. Why? Because that aerodynamic download on the tail keeps weight off the nose wheel, and the nose wheel is the part of your landing gear most likely to dig in, get stuck, or in the worst case, collapse. And here's the mistake the examiner is watching for. Students taxi out onto the soft field, they stop, they run their before takeoff checklist, and somewhere in there they relax the yoke and let it come forward. Now the nose drops onto a soft surface, and you have undone the whole point. On a real soft field, you often do not stop at all. You keep the airplane rolling through the turn onto the runway so you do not bog down and get stuck, and you do your checks while taxiing where it is safe to do so. That little detail, that awareness, is exactly the kind of thing that separates a pass from a repeat. Now the takeoff roll itself. You line up, or really you roll onto the centerline still moving, and you smoothly bring in full power as you do. That yoke is still coming back into your lap. Full aft elevator as the power comes up. Watch what happens. The airplane accelerates, the elevator becomes more and more effective, and the nose wheel lifts off the ground on its own. You are now rolling on just the main wheels with the nose held high. That is the picture you want. Nose up, tail low, mane skimming across the surface. But here is the trap, and this is the number one soft field mistake I see, on check rides and off. As soon as that nose comes up and the airplane starts to feel alive, students get excited and they hold too much back pressure. The nose keeps rising, the tail keeps dropping, and now you've created a massive amount of drag right when you need acceleration the most. Some airplanes will actually stagger into the air far too slow, mush along on the edge of a stall, and settle back onto the ground. Now you're worse off than when you started. So your job during that roll is a constant, gentle adjustment. Enough back pressure to keep the nose off and the weight coming off the manes. Not so much that you drag the tail and stall the wing before it is ready. You're hunting for that sweet spot, and it moves as speed builds. You have to fly the airplane the whole time. This is not a set-it-and-forget-it maneuver. Let's talk about the moment of liftoff, because this is where the real skill lives. On a soft field, the airplane will lift off at a lower speed than a normal takeoff. That is on purpose. That is the whole idea. You want to break contact with that grabby surface as early as you can. The wing at that low speed in the disturbed air near the ground is being helped by something called ground effect. Let me explain ground effect simply because it is the hero of this whole maneuver. When your wing is within about one wingspan of the ground interferes with the wingtip vortices and the downwash coming off the wing. The practical result is that induced drag drops off significantly. And the wing produces the same lift with less drag. Your airplane can fly in ground effect at a speed where, up higher, it would not be able to sustain flight yet. So, here's the sequence. You lift off early and slow, and then you do the single most important thing in the entire maneuver. You level off, you lower the nose just slightly and hold the airplane down in ground effect, just a few feet off the surface, and you let it accelerate to a safe climb speed, VX or VY, depending on whether you have an obstacle. Only then do you begin your climb. Say that back to yourself. Lift off, level off in ground effect, accelerate, then climb. That is the rhythm. Now let's talk about the two ways this goes wrong at liftoff, because they are opposite mistakes and both are common. Mistake 1, the student lifts off and immediately tries to climb. Nose comes up, airplane clears the ground by 5 feet, and then it runs out of the ground effect crutch. The induced drag comes roaring back, the airplane is below a safe flying speed, and it settles or even stalls back onto the runway. On a real soft field with an obstacle, that can be a very bad day. Mistake 2, and this is the one that gets folks on the checkride. The student is so afraid of that first mistake that they level off in ground effect, and then they never leave. They accelerate and accelerate, and they blow right past climb speed, screaming along 3 feet off the ground at cruise speed because they are nervous about pulling up. The examiner is looking for you to level off, yes, but also to recognize the moment you have got a safe climb speed and then transition smoothly into the climb. Camping out in ground effect forever is not the maneuver either. The examiner is looking for a pilot who understands why they are doing each thing, not a pilot performing a memorized dance. Let me put some numbers on this in plain language. The Airman Certification Standards, the ACS, is the document the examiner grades you against. For the soft field takeoff on the private pilot ride, the standard asks you to establish and maintain an appropriate pitch attitude, lift off at the lowest possible airspeed, and remain in ground effect while accelerating to your climb speed. Then it wants you to hold that climb speed within plus or minus 10 knots after you leave ground effect. It wants your flaps set per the manufacturer. It wants proper crosswind correction if there is a crosswind, and critically, it wants you to clear the area first and maintain directional control the whole time. That directional control piece matters more on soft fields than you might think, because your nose is high. You cannot see straight ahead very well, and you are on a surface that does not give you the crisp steering pavement does. Your feet have to stay busy on the rudder. Let's put it all together with a scenario. You are at a 2,000-foot grass strip on a summer morning. It rained last night. You have got your family in a 4-seat single, and there are trees off the far end. Density altitude is already climbing because it is warming up fast. Walk through it with me. You do your run-up on the taxiway where it is firmer if you can, or you keep moving through it on soft ground with the yoke back. You take the runway rolling, you do not stop, and you feed in full power smoothly with the yoke coming into your lap. The nose comes up early. You ease off just enough so you're not dragging the tail, and the airplane skims down the strip on the mains. It breaks ground soft and slow. Right now, every instinct in your body says pull up, there are trees. You do not. You level off 2 or 3 feet up. You let the airspeed build in ground effect, and the instant you have got VX, your best angle of climb speed for those trees, you rotate into a positive climb and you clear the obstacles with speed and energy in your pocket, instead of hanging on the prop. That is the maneuver. And notice how much of it is about discipline and patience at the exact moment your nerves are telling you to rush. A couple of practical takeaways you can use on your very next lesson. First, get your eyes outside and use a ground reference for pitch. In the soft field takeoff, staring at the airspeed indicator will kill you because the picture out the window and the feel of the airplane are changing faster than you can chase a needle. Set a pitch attitude, feel the airplane, glance at the airspeed to confirm outside, inside, outside. Second, know your flap setting cold from the pilot's operating handbook for your specific airplane. Many airplanes call for a notch of flaps for soft field work to help you break ground sooner. Some do not. Do not guess. The examiner will absolutely ask why you selected what you selected. Third, practice the taxi part on purpose. Next time you're out, even on pavement, practice holding that yoke full aft during taxi and being deliberate about your control positions. Building that habit means it will be there for you when you're actually sitting in the mud. And fourth, be honest with yourself about the difference between a soft field technique and a soft field. The technique protects the airplane and gets you flying early, But a genuinely soft, short obstacle line strip on a hot day is a real performance question, and no amount of pretty technique fixes an airplane that simply cannot climb out. That go-no-go decision on the ground is part of being the pilot in command, and it is a decision the best pilots make with humility. Learning this takes reps. It will feel clumsy the first several times. The nose will come up too much or not enough. You will balloon, you will settle, you will feel like you have 10 thumbs. That is completely normal. Every single pilot who flies this smoothly today was once a student sawing at the yoke trying to find the sweet spot. Give yourself the grace to be a beginner. It comes. The material on the standards today comes straight from the FAA's Airman Certification Standards and the Airplane Flying Handbook. And the ground effect explanation is textbook aerodynamics you can read up on in the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge. If you want the show notes and a few more training breakdowns, they live at radiohangar.com. So next time you're staring down a strip of wet grass, remember, it is not about leaping into the air, it is about getting light, getting off, staying low, and letting the airplane tell you when it is truly ready to climb. Be patient with it, and be patient with yourself. I'm Pattern. Keep the nose wheel light and the greasy side down. See you next time.